If you want to understand exactly how a housing crisis happens on the ground, I mean, don't look at the news. You should look at Annexure
You're
FH.
right, yeah. Annex your FH.
Yes, it's just this single page unlawful eviction and unlawful lockout complaint form. It's from the Western Cape government's Human Settlements Department.
You can actually just call their center at 086-010-6166 to get one.
Exactly. So, okay, let's unpack this. Because our mission in today's deep dive is to decode this mundane bureaucratic document, we really want to see exactly how the government attempts to, untangle the mess of someone suddenly losing their home.
And right out of the gate, well, the form tries to stop the bleeding, basically.
Right, how so?
Well, before digging into the actual offense, it asks both the complainant and the respondent if they're willing to use facilitation by the tribunal.
Oh, meaning the rental housing tribunal.
Yeah, exactly. They want that as a first attempt to resolve the dispute. The goal is de-escalation before a full-blown legal war begins.
That makes sense. But what immediately caught my eye, though, is how obsessed this form is with managing agents.
Oh, totally.
I mean, it doesn't just ask who the agent is, it explicitly asks if they were operating on a written or a verbal mandate from the landlord.
Which is a massive distinction.
Right. It's like trying to figure out if the bouncer was officially hired by the club or just went rogue. I mean, why does the government care so much about a verbal mandate?
What's fascinating here is that this is entirely about establishing liability.
Okay.
Because if an agent locks a tenant out, based on some fuzzy, unrecorded verbal agreement with the property owner, the legal fault for that illegal lockout might shift entirely.
Oh, I see. So the owner could just blame the agent.
Exactly. The government is hunting for the exact link in the chain of command where the law was actually broken.
But establishing who gave the order is really only half the battle.
Yeah, if a dispute actually reaches the tribunal, they need to know if the eviction was a sudden ambush or the end of a long legal standoff.
Right, and that's why the next section demands a strict paper trail timeline. Like, when was the property occupied? Who gave notice? Was a legal summons served?
But then it asks something highly subjective, which is super interesting.
Yeah, I noticed that. It demands the tenant explain why the notice was unreasonable and what notice terms would actually be reasonable. Wait, hold on. Why is the form asking the tenant what they think is reasonable? Doesn't the law dictate what's reasonable?
You'd think so, yeah.
It feels like they're, I don't know, setting the tenant up to say the wrong thing.
Well, it's not a trap. It's actually a diagnostic tool.
A diagnostic tool.
Yeah. Going back to that first question about facilitation, by forcing the tenant to explicitly state what they think is reasonable, well, the tribunal forces both sides to put their baseline on paper.
Oh, got it. So it establishes a starting point for negotiations.
Exactly. It moves the dispute away from a pure emotional reaction and into a space where the state can actually start looking for a legal compromise.
Right, because the paper trail only really matters because it eventually leads to a physical event.
Yeah, the actual lockout.
And it is shocking how granular the form gets about the mechanics of the eviction. I mean, it doesn't just ask if you were evicted.
No, not at all.
It wants to know if you were physically removed from the premises, if the locks were changed, or if you were simply locked out while you were away.
And it goes much further than the physical removal, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it demands to know where the evicted person is currently residing tonight. And it requires itemized proof of any financial damages incurred during the eviction.
Wow. Itemized proof.
Yeah. The state is establishing that an unlawful eviction isn't just a breach of contract. It is a physical disruption of someone's life that creates real, quantifiable harm. And that harm needs to be compensated.
So, what does this all mean for you listening to this deep dive?
Well, whether you rent a single room or manage an entire apartment building, this document proves that informal, self-help evictions leave a massive paper trail.
Yeah, like changing the locks just because you're frustrated, it leaves a highly trackable legal footprint.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, we see how the government weaponizes this form.
Weaponizes it.
Yeah. It forces uncooperative landlords to incriminate themselves on paper. By breaking down the event into these hyper-specific questions, it turns a messy he said, she said shouting match into a quantifiable data set.
Right. A data set that holds people accountable for every single undocumented promise.
Exactly.
It really makes you think about your own living situation. If your relationship with your landlord or tenant soured tomorrow, how many of those casual handshake agreements would actually hold up when the locks suddenly get changed?